Babe, you've got to be the most thoughtful, wonderful, sweetest man in the whole world. Why? Well, because you thought of this, and I didn't want to come out. And you wouldn't take no for an answer. And you put that little puppy dog look on your face. That just melts me. And you said, please. Yeah, you knew I didn't want to leave the house, but you made a lunch and you convinced me to come out here. And you were right. It's amazing. It was a wonderful idea. Are you having fun? Good. Lying here on a blanket when it's so warm. It's just melting into my skin. It's delicious. Feeling the slow breeze, the warm sun. Do you want to know the best part of being out here? You. How was that a hard answer? I don't think you see yourself very clearly. Here, hold on. I'm gonna lay on top of you. Are you comfy? Good. Because I am, and I really don't want to move. I love looking at you up close. Well, you're so tall. Your face is way up there. Or, or I'm very short, which is also an option. I love your eyes, the windows into your soul. I could very well drown in them. Just like you warned me. I love the way you look. Stubble and all. Yes. I love the way you smile, especially when I'm close like this. I love, crave your lips against mine like that. The way you kiss them. Yeah, you're eager, like it never gets old. I sometimes wonder if you think you're going to regret it if you don't kiss me back. Oh, of course not. Of course not. I love those things. Quite frankly, I love all of you, imperfections and all. So, fair warning. You can expect that every now and then I am just going to need to climb on top of you like this. Well, if you're laying down, right? It's a bit different if you're standing up. For standing, it feels like needing to pull you into my gravity so that if nobody's looking, I can just love on you a little bit. Yeah. Why? Just because I want to. It's pretty simple. Just because that's what I feel like doing in that moment. Sometimes when I see you, or when I'm just thinking about you, I want to. Because when I see your face, when I see what I do to it, I am just filled with this desire to make you feel that way as often as I can. Yep. You bring this out in me, you know. Just you. This isn't how I normally am. How? God, you really don't know what kind of an effect you have on me, do you? You being all adorable and sweet like you are, without even trying. It's also the way you treat me. Yeah, it's the way you treat me. Like, every minute we get to be close together is like a chance for you to take care of me. Like, you actually enjoy it. It's not an obligation or anything else. It's something that you want. Yes, that's it. It's like we're charging each other's batteries, isn't it? I need you, and you need me. It's a loop. It would probably feel gross if it was one way. You make me feel better. And when I pull you in, I can see on your face that I usually make you feel better too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Your arm around my back. Yeah, squeeze me. Feels good. It tells me that you want me close as much as I want to be close. And I want you to have someone to be close to. But I very selfishly want that someone to be me. I mean, you know, if I were to die tomorrow or something, I would absolutely want you to find somebody else to be close to. But, big but, as long as I'm alive, I want to be that someone forever, always. Oh my. You like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. The idea of forever and always. How can I tell? Well, your fingers are digging into my butt quite possessively at the moment. Yes. I want your fingers to have a butt to sink into, you know? I think that you deserve a human stress ball. That's a word. I think you deserve to know that there's someone who will give you that kind of closeness and stress relief. Someone who doesn't mind a bit. Well, why would I mind? You're a cute, hot guy who likes touching my ass and lets me snuggle him. What's not to love? I love you. God, I adore you. I love seeing you just like this. Yeah, out here. In the open, in the sun. You're beautiful, you know. Okay, fine. You're handsome and rugged. Grr. Yeah. No one should hide you away in the dark shadows ever again. No more lurking for you. It's a crime against humanity, you tapping away in a basement for days on end. I know, it's your passion. I wouldn't take it away from you for anything, but humanity weeps that they can't gaze upon you. I know you think you're average. Maybe you are. Maybe I see you through rose-colored glasses. Or maybe your brain is lying to you because average is safe. Think about that for the next couple weeks. I want to see you and admire you. The way you walk, the way you sit, even the way you just seem to be thinking sometimes. Mm-hmm. I want you to see me. Not just the surface of me. I want to be seen. All my demons and my darkness. And to be chosen anyway. I choose you. I want you to see me the way I really am. And to feel the way I feel when we're together. Enough deep thoughts. Just wrap your arms around me again. Let's lay here together. Yeah, just like that. Soak up the wind and the sun. Listen to the birds. Yes, I feel the grass against my toes. Surrounded by the sounds of being outside. Listening to you breathe. Know that I am here with you right now because there is no other place I'd rather be.